All right, it is 7:40 here on a Monday on WPHM, and every week at around this time, we love to highlight Michigan companies and all the great things that they do. And there's a Michigan company, a real success story that culminates with the gift that they have given to Northwood University. And here to tell us a little bit more about this, and it's an amazing gift, an amazing story, the Chief Development and Engagement Officer at Northwood, Justin Marshall. Justin, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. I appreciate you joining us this morning to tell us about the Morey family and the really unique gift that they've given to Northwood University. I guess let's just start from the beginning. Tell us a little bit more about the Moreys and their gift.
Absolutely. It's really a phenomenal gift, and it came about really quite quickly. So the Morey family lives in Mount Pleasant, which is only a half-hour drive from Northwood University. And Mike Morey's cousin is a man by the name of Lon Morey. Lon used to run Morbark, which was in the forestry equipment business. And they were cousins, and Mike was in the forestry equipment business. They were doing wood chippers and stump grinders, similar to Morbark, just down the road. And they know each other really well, and Lon was an outstanding business leader with Northwood. And he was honored in 2017, and Mike was talking to him very recently and said, you know, I think I'm ready to do something with this collection of cars that I have, and was seeking Lon's advice. And Lon put him in contact with us and said, you need to talk with Northwood, and they have a great automotive program. They've got a great university. I love what they stand for. I think you'd really like what they stand for, and we should get you guys together. So that's what we did.
And the gift that you received was a collection of classic automobiles with a value of about $2 million, right?
That's right. So they are donating a total of 35 vehicles to Northwood University. And we've had conversations with them. We've talked to them about, you know, how would they like to be honored? How would they like to leave a legacy? What would they like to do with these cars? And so 34 of those classic vehicles, they range from, you know, 1930s through the 1970s, are going to be auctioned off. And the proceeds from that auction are going to support student scholarships and building an endowment at Northwood University that helps us with our mission to, you know, educate more entrepreneurs, more students who believe in liberty, more students who believe in freedom. And then they're also going to... let us keep one of those vehicles, a 1958 Chevrolet Corvette, right here on campus here in Midland, Michigan. And what we're going to use that car for is our Northwood University International Auto Show, which I'm sure you're familiar with, but it's our yearly annual auto show. It's the world's largest student-run auto show. And we're going to use it for other camps, summer camps for students from throughout Michigan to learn more about vehicles, learn more about classic cars. So it's really going to tie into our educational mission. And then when we're not doing that, we're going to display it prominently and really honor the family.
What a unique gift and what a unique way to honor them by displaying that car. By the way, you mentioned the Moreys made their fortune in the forestry business. They did this through a company they founded called Bandit Industries, which is really, really interesting.
It really is interesting. Mike and Diane both have been involved in the business. Mike was there starting it out, and they have grown it into a huge employer for the area. And, you know, more than 700 employees today from where they started as very humbly as an entrepreneur and just putting together their first chipper and making sure that you know, they continued to add value, continued to grow it, continued to hire more employees, and it's turned into something wonderful. And then most recently, they turned it over to their employees. It's a ESOP program, an employee stock ownership plan, and it's 100% employee-owned now. So, you know, Mike and Diane are getting out of the business, and the employees that fall in love so much are the ones who are going to be running it moving forward.
That is absolutely incredible. They built a better Wood Chipper and their employees get to be the beneficiary, as does Northwood University. What was that like, getting that phone call that, hey, we've got about three dozen classic cars that we'd like to get rid of, and we're gonna give them to you?
Well, you know, it's not the normal phone call that you receive every day. That's for sure. it was a phenomenal phone call. You know, when I first talked to Lon and he said, "Hey, Mike would like to meet you, and his wife Diane would like to meet you," I said, "I'd love to come and meet them. If anything, if I just get to see their cars, I'm going to be happy."
Yeah.
With this meeting. And so, you know, I got in the car and I drove to their home and went to their garage, and the collection is immaculate. It's absolutely beautiful. And I was just blown away that they would be so generous and so thoughtful to be thinking about doing something with these cars. And not only that, to meet with someone based on the recommendation of their cousin, and to have it turn out to be a beautiful transformational gift like this is really unbelievable. I really can't say enough about them. They're just wonderful people. They're generous people, salt of the earth. And I think they really see themselves in our students. And most of our students, they want to get into business. They want to make a difference with their lives. And people like Mike and Diane are exactly the types of aspirational business leaders that we hope they become. They care mm-hmm. for their employees. They invest in their communities. They take a dream and they turn it into a business that creates jobs and opportunity. And I think they just see themselves in our students. And they've written so many chapters in their book with these cars. As you can imagine, there's so many stories with these vehicles that go with each one. And they just told me they want students to start writing their own chapter. And if this can be the inspiration, if this can be the catalyst to help make that happen, they're extremely happy.
What a fantastic story. That is great. Congratulations on that. A wonderful endowment from the Maurys. Just appreciate you joining us this morning. Thanks so much for telling us about it.
Yeah, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.